I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this morning, and this is Talk of Our Towns. Today we're going to talk about recreation and how important that is. It's so important in our lives, and a lot of times when the budget axe falls, it falls first on recreation departments and the activities and cuts deepest there. And with that in mind, we have with us today Captain Lynn Tumbarello. He's the president of the Astoria Parks and Recreation District Community Foundation, and board member Tracy Erfling, also on the Astoria Parks and Recreation District Community Foundation. And let's talk about how the foundation got formed in the first place, what it is, what its function is. Lynn, you care to?
I'd be glad to, David. First of all, thanks for having us today.
Oh, a pleasure.
We definitely are excited to be here and talk about our foundation. In regards to the history, this not-for-profit organization started in 1998, but it was affiliated with the Children's Museum and kind of a mother's club. So in 2010, a lady by the name of Kristen Vlahn, who was a wife of a Coast Guard member in the area, she decided that, hey, we've got some needs in regards to park and recreation in the city of Astoria, and wouldn't it be great to have a not-for-profit organization, a 501(c), to carry that torch? So with that, back in 2010, Kristen Vlahn, because I'm in the Coast Guard, she came to me and asked if I would be interested in being part of it, which I graciously accepted. And we've been doing it since 2010. So we're a not-for-profit organization. Our title is Astoria Park Recreation and Community Foundation. And we've done some good things over the last 2 years.
And Tracy, what are some of those things that Lynn was talking about?
Well, over the last few years, we've become involved with we started initially meeting in the Gray School, which, as many of you may know, holds the Port of Play and also the Little Sprouts program. And they have a meeting room up there. And there's some tennis courts off to the side on the east end of the school. And so we began to help with, or I guess we accepted funds to initiate a community garden program there. Mm-hmm. We've also made a small donation most recently to the Astoria Rec Center, the one that's taken over the
Star of the Sea
School, mm-hmm. and for some gymnastic equipment, which is really needed there for sort of after-school programs and other gymnastic-related activities. So we are a fairly new organization, and we, you know, are looking to kind of grow our donations and involvement in the various parts of Parks and Rec, and that's why we're here on the program today, to just kind of make the community more aware that we exist.
Kind of increase your visibility. Now, how many board members do you have at this point?
I think currently we have 6 board members, so we're a small but robust group. You know, definitely as we work through the last 2 years, we've been trying to increase our membership. So as part of one of our goals for 2013 was to market ourselves, let people in the community know about us, and then also give them the opportunity to maybe join us in our cause.
And I think people that are appropriate for our group, certainly we welcome anybody that has, you know, marketing experience or legal experience. But, you know, even people that are very passionate about Parks and Rec, or they're passionate about sort of the local park in their neighborhood, all those people, I think, are welcome on our board, because really just manpower and idea brainstorming is kind of the stage we're at.
Yeah, and I think Tracy and I are both a testament to that. I mean, you know, we both have full-time jobs, but I think we both have a like passion in regards to recreation, the parks, just health, overall health and well-being. So those are the type of people that we're looking for, that have that same type of passion and want to help the betterment of this great community we have here in Astoria.
So this organization is not to be confused with the Astoria Parks and Recreation District. You're totally separate, non-governmental. Is that
right?
That's correct.
Right. The city has a park and rec department, park and recreation department. We are not directly associated with them or part of that, but we do work in concert. We had mentioned earlier, Kristen Vlahn, she was kind of the catalyst behind this foundation, mainly because some of the budget cuts and some of the needs that this community had, and the city wasn't able to meet those needs. So we've been put together to try to meet some of those needs and work in concert with the Park and Rec Department, because I think, quite frankly, they have their pulse on the Park and Rec needs in the city, mm-hmm. and it makes sense to work with them to try to help the overall cause.
And so there are, one of our board members is a board member also of Parks and Rec. And then we also have people that are employed by Parks and Rec that have joined our board as sort of liaisons, because we, work fairly intimately with their needs. It's important to have them involved.
Now, are the projects initiated by the city, or can they be initiated by groups, individuals?
Yeah, I think the garden program would be a great example. This was a woman that wanted to just create a community garden in that area. And so she kind of fashioned all the ideas and supplies needed, and then just came to us for sort of the monetary aspect. And at that point, we had some money in the bank and said this would be a great way to utilize some of the money we've already gathered, and dispensed her some funding for her project.
I think we get a lot of input from the Park and Rec as far as what the need is, but we're also very open to individual mm-hmm. requests or organization requests. I think our process is come to one of our meetings, which we meet the fourth Monday of every month at the Recreation Center at 9:00. And if you have a need, come in and articulate why you need the money. And if it's a story or a park, recreation, and community related, you might stand a good chance of getting some money for your need.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be related to a park per se.
Not necessarily, but I'm sure that would hold more weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are definitely the areas we're looking to support.
So if our team is going to state, or our team is going to a playoff game, and we don't have the money for uniforms or equipment mm-hmm. or what, would that be a possibility?
That could. Yeah, I think we were approached actually by the band mm-hmm. when they were losing some of their funding, and the Column concert series that was done last summer mm-hmm. was a benefit for our organization. And so that was the idea, was that some of that money could potentially be filtered off to the band. Unfortunately, it wasn't as much of a moneymaker as we were hoping.
It rained.
Yeah, so it didn't quite bring in the funding we were anticipating.
Put a little bit of a glitch in the...
Yeah, yeah.
But so. It was a great concert, nevertheless, over at the high school.
Yes.
I was there. I remember.
And so, at this point, we need donations. That's kind of a part of where we're at. So not only are we, hoping to do this program to expand our awareness for the community to donate, but also to let you know that we are applying for grants. So we've hired a grant writer, and we are... We wrote one grant initially for some laser tag equipment for the Astoria Rec Center, and we were denied that. We're such a young organization that we're really looking to kind of increase, I've said this a million, we're going to say this a lot of times as you are listening, but we're looking to really increase awareness. So not only, with listeners, but also within the community with local businesses. We're trying to go to the ADHDA board meetings to kind of create our awareness within that group, and just create community links. And the grant writer was very clear to us that would be a valuable part of us receiving these larger grants. We've also applied for another grant to get some equipment for the pool, like some more kind of fun play equipment for the pool. And then I think our latest one we're looking at is through Georgia Pacific. And maybe going back to the laser tag idea, or, we could go through the laundry list of things that we're looking to get some funding for.
Right. Talk about some of the projects you just touched on some of them, like the Port of Play, the community garden. Talk a little bit more about those.
Yeah, I think one of the main things we wanted to do this year was to raise our visibility. And we've talked about having like a kiosk at the Sunday markets, maybe the Astoria Regatta, some other big events that take place on an annual basis in Astoria, to be there and talk to people and let them know, one, what we're all about and what we're trying to achieve. Two, ask people if they're interested in being a board member. Participation is always a big one. And then three, like we just did, getting donations from people that are visiting and let them know that their contributions will go to a very good cause.
So, you know, you may not know, listeners, that there is a lot of different aspects to the parks or the Parks and Rec Department. So we have Port of Play, which is located at the Gray School. And this is a place where moms or dads and their kids can come and have playtime. There's like a bouncy house there. There's scooters. There's balls. A lot of the things that
like
you may...
rock wall.
Yeah.
A rock wall.
And so, and then there's like little play areas, like a little grocery store play area or a little, you know, tool building play area. It's really fun for younger kids. But some of the things that they need is they need some more grocery store items. You know, they need more pretend fruits and vegetables and knives and forks and so forth. They need more bicycles and scooters. Moms need more furniture for breastfeeding. They needed some sound system repair. There's also the Little Sprouts program in the same school. That's on the main level, and this is more of a sort of daycare-y preschool sort of facility. And they need things like books, puzzles. They need a laminator. They need tables and computers for the preschool program. The Astoria Parks and Rec Center, which again is in the old Star of the Sea School. Again, like we were saying, we're looking at the laser tag, which is a larger, you know, donation item. It's more of a $20,000 item as opposed to maybe a $50 scooter. We're also looking at maybe a inflatable obstacle course. And then the pool is looking at things like inflatable rock walls, more water exercise equipment, and other just smaller items that people use for lap swimming. So I think you can kind of get an idea that there's a variety of donation levels. You know, anything from 50 to thousands of dollars can be useful for small to large pieces of equipment. But then I also want to make people aware that this organization also includes the physical parks, the outdoor space parks, mm-hmm. and things in that arena are, you know, picnic tables. We were just talking earlier about how the Peter Pan Park, which none of us could remember the official name of. Sorry.
It's kind of a landmark as Peter Pan Park.
Sorry, the Peter Pan Market.
You say that and everybody knows immediately or which one you're talking about.
But they really desperately need a bathroom facility up there. And they've been doing
There isn't some, one now.
Huh? No, they've been doing some outhouses during the summertime, but they're, you know, really looking to get some funding for a permanent bathroom structure. So I think that gives people an idea of the smattering of things needed.
Yeah, and then the other part to parks is the trail systems. We have various trails here in the Astoria area, and you know, we're definitely interested in what we can provide to help with that situation.
On the donations to the Community Foundation, tax-free, I should remember. You can write mm-hmm. them off, yes. as right. I should imagine. Mm-hmm. You're a 501c3.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
How about, is it just money, or can somebody make in-kind donations as well?
Of material, you mean like of equipment or so forth?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't actually really discussed that. So I think that we probably would be open to something like that, and that certainly any type of proposal could come to a board meeting and let us know what they're thinking. But... yeah, I don't know why not.
Yeah, I think that would be fine if somebody has some equipment that they're willing to give. We definitely entertain that. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. I was also going to just mention if people are interested in, you know, Len mentioned when our board meetings were, but if people are interested in actually physically getting in touch with somebody, we do have a website. And so that is the www.astoriaparksfoundation.com, or you can email us at info@astoriaparksfoundation.com. I think someone's checking that email.
Yeah, they are.
And then we have a P.O. Box, which is 152 here in Astoria. So P.O. Box 152 Astoria 97103. And then I'm going to give one more contact thing, which is one of the women on our board is a Parks and Rec employee. Her name is Tara Patterson. Mm-hmm. And she can be reached at 503-741-3035, which is the main phone number for the Astoria Rec Center. And she will she's kind of our liaison to take donations for us. So she would be a good contact person.
And we'll make sure that we have that contact information here at the station if you want to call after the program and yes. get that we'll be able to pass that on to you.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we're just kind of, again, I think you're kind of maybe getting an idea. We're in our infancy, and we're trying to grow our awareness and our funding and our contributions to the community. So we welcome any suggestions and input that people have to offer.
And raising funds for recreation now is more and more important in this economic climate because there's so much belt tightening going on these days.
That's for sure.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, the city of Astoria, it's a great, great city to live. I've had the opportunity, even being in the Coast Guard, living here 11 years, but you know the winters can be long and
yes,
long
they can.
And tough. And I think you know as far as you know, 190 days of rain, 220 days of overcast, mental health, physical health,
yeah.
very important commodities for the community. So that's what's kind of sparked my interest in participating in this foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great need out there. It's a great cause, and anything anybody out there can do to help us do what we're trying to accomplish, that would be great.
The Parks puts out a great sort of program guide every season, and that informs people about different activities that are happening either for kids or adults. And so I really encourage people to participate in the park system in general, because the more people that do, then the more interest and knowledge there is about it. There's great programs for kids. You know, summer is kind of thankfully around the corner, and mm-hmm. they've got some great summer camp programs. Certainly there's, you know, strong after-school programs and swim programs, athletic programs. So I really encourage people to do their part to be involved with their community in that aspect too. I think Glenn and I both pointed out that being active is important to both of us, and we'd like to kind of keep spreading the word on that.
To cope with those long, gray, wet winters, 190 days a year. I didn't know that statistic before, but...
Well, and there's a bunch of offerings of indoor play facilities, you know, and there's roller skating on, you know, the weekends and places to bring your young kids to let them bounce around off the walls.
I think you can watch movies at the Recreation Center on Fridays and just a lot of opportunities to stretch your legs and move the body.
Yeah, and there's a teen center, I believe, in the rec center. It's the old Star of the Sea school.
Yes, and I think that's one area we're really trying to work on developing, because certainly our teens can use an active play space as much as anybody else.
Right. Yeah, I just remember growing up. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and you know, I was coined a gym rat. We had a community center that I would spend hours, absolute hours, and play basketball for an hour until I got too tired to play, and then go play foosball or shoot some pool. I just remember that being a big part of my life, and it kind of geared me towards health and well-being as an adult. So I just see that recreation center and any of these facilities as a place to ingrain this into young people's heads, that health and well-being is so important.
And it can be fun.
Yeah, and it can be. Mm-hmm. It can be. It doesn't have to be arduous. It should be part of your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the number to call again for the...
Okay, so the number to reach talking to Tara is 503-741-3035. That's also just a great information number if you want to get information about the parks in general.
And then the other thing is just want to put another plug in. We meet every fourth Monday at 9 o'clock at the Recreation Center.
So I'm going to make one exception to that, and that this month we're meeting a week early because of spring break. So we're actually meeting next Monday this particular month, but generally that's
Tracy the always keeps me in line. She does a good job of reminding me of those things.
And that is at the Recreation Center, the old Star of the Sea School.
Correct.
At Grand and 14th.
You got it.
You got it.
Thanks.
You got it.
Thanks for that geography.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, and again, once again, we have these four gift certificates to Clemente's. At a $60
I know somebody's
pledge
getting
level.
Hungry. It's getting closer to lunch.
Yes, that's right. So $60 pledge level, you can get a $25 gift certificate to Clemente's wild salmon, locally sourced seafood, fresh from the boats, right to your table. It's great. It's wonderful. You'll love it. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010, or coastradio.org. Click on Donate Now, and we're coming up on the end of the hour. Donna Quinn will be back next week. Thank you so much for listening. Glenn, Tracy, thanks so much for coming in and Remember, folks, Astoria Parks and Recreation District Community Foundation, they're doing wonderful work. They could use your help. They could use your energy, your financial support, and in-kind donations. They accept that, too.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.